Kritika Nakshatra, experience, association versus dissociation. Some people fully immerse themselves in every experience, feeling events deeply and personally, while others step back, analyze, and detach from situations, maintaining an objective perspective. Kritika Nakshatra, with its sharp discernment, discipline, and ability to refine knowledge, naturally processes life with precision, but whether they deeply engage association or detach for analysis. Dissociation depends on planetary placements. Mercury and Jupiter in the 4th, 5th, and 10th houses influence how they experience emotions, relationships, and events, either as active participants or distant observers. If Mercury is in the 4th house in Kritika, their experience is highly associated, meaning they feel mentally and emotionally immersed in their personal life, family, and inner world. They process events through active thoughts, deep conversations, and intellectual engagement, making them highly involved in understanding their own emotions and those of others. However, if Mercury is in the 10th house, they take on a dissociated approach to professional life, preferring to analyze work, leadership, and public standing from a strategic distance rather than through personal emotional investment. If Jupiter is in the 5th house in Kritika, their experience remains deeply associated, particularly in areas of learning, creativity, and relationships. They become emotionally involved in their ideas, teachings, and romantic life, seeing themselves as part of the larger journey of growth and wisdom. They process life through grand experiences rather than detached observation. However, if Jupiter moves to the 10th house, their approach to experience becomes more dissociated, as they focus on bigger systems, career progression, and long-term influence rather than personal involvement in the moment. They may take a more objective, strategic role in their professional life, ensuring decisions are made based on logic rather than personal emotions. If Ketu is in the 4th house in Kritika, their experience of life is strongly dissociated, especially in emotional and personal matters. They feel disconnected from home, roots, and past experiences, often preferring to observe rather than fully engage in deep emotional bonds. If Ketu moves to the 5th house, this dissociation extends to creativity, romance, and self-expression, where they may detach from pleasure, emotional depth, or traditional ways of experiencing love and joy, processing events in a more spiritual or detached manner. Kritika Nakshatra's sharp intellect and strong discernment allow it to switch between deep emotional involvement and distant logical analysis, depending on planetary placements. While association helps them engage deeply and refine their personal experiences, dissociation enables them to analyze, strategize, and maintain clarity in decision-making. Mastering this balance ensures that they neither lose themselves in emotional intensity nor become too distant to experience life fully. Kritika Nakshatra, approach versus mismatching. Some people align with patterns, seeking similarities and reinforcing established structures, while others question norms, challenge traditions, and focus on what is different or missing. Kritika Nakshatra, with its sharp intellect, precision, and transformative power, can either match existing systems to refine them or break them apart to create something stronger. Whether they lean toward matching, seeking alignment, or mismatching, focusing on differences and disruption, depends on planetary placements. Saturn and Rahu in the 3rd and 6th houses influence whether they follow structure or challenge conventions in communication, work, and problem solving. If Saturn is in the 3rd house in Kritika, their approach is matching-oriented, meaning they prefer order, structure, and logical consistency in their communication, learning, and social interactions. They align with proven systems, follow traditional knowledge, and respect disciplined approaches to skill building. They work best when there is a clear set of guidelines or a structured path forward, ensuring stability and efficiency. However, if Saturn is in the 6th house, their matching tendency becomes even stronger in work ethics, discipline, and professional execution. They prefer routine, hierarchy, and step-by-step progress, ensuring that everything follows an established structure. The downside? They may resist innovation or struggle with flexibility in rapidly changing environments. If Rahu is in the third house in Kritika, their approach becomes highly mismatching. They challenge communication norms, break away from traditional methods of learning, and prefer unconventional strategies. They question established authority in knowledge and prefer bold, independent thinking. Unlike Saturn, which follows rules, Rahu creates its own path, making them charismatic yet disruptive, innovative yet unpredictable. If Rahu moves to the sixth house, mismatching becomes even more pronounced in work, competition, and problem solving. They refuse to conform to traditional workplace structures, prefer alternative methods to achieve success, and challenge authority figures. Their ability to spot flaws in existing systems allows them to excel, but their rebellious nature can also create workplace conflicts. Kritika's natural ability to refine and perfect systems allows it to function in both matching and mismatching modes, depending on planetary influences. Saturn reinforces stability, order, and reliability, while Rahu drives disruption, reinvention, and rebellion. The key is knowing when to refine what exists and when to break away to create something better, ensuring that Kritika's transformative power leads to mastery rather than unnecessary resistance. Kritika Nakshatra, time experience, in time versus through. Some people live completely in the moment, fully immersed in their actions and emotions, while others track time as a structured sequence, seeing the past, present, and future as interconnected steps. Kritika Nakshatra, with its sharp intellect, discipline, and ability to refine and master, tends to engage with time through structured processes. But whether they are in time, focused on the present, or through time, aware of the long-term trajectory, depends on planetary placements. Saturn and Jupiter in the first seventh house axis influence in-time perception, while their placements in the fourth, tenth axis shape a through-time approach. If Saturn is in the first house in Kritika, their time experience is in-time, slow, and deeply rooted in the present moment. They are highly aware of their personal growth, responsibilities, and immediate challenges, making them methodical in how they engage with life. They don't dwell on the past or overly strategize for the future. They focus on mastering the moment, ensuring every action is refined and purposeful. However, if Saturn is in the seventh house, their in-time awareness shifts toward relationships, meaning they are fully engaged in partnerships, experiencing social and professional connections as they unfold. They may be deeply loyal in relationships, but struggle with stepping back to see long-term consequences. If Jupiter is in the fourth house in Kritika, their time experience becomes through time, focused on long-term emotional security, family legacy, and karmic patterns. They process life with a broader awareness of how the past shapes the present and how today's choices affect the future. This makes them highly reflective, wise, and cautious in emotional decisions, ensuring that they maintain stability and uphold traditions. However, if Jupiter moves to the 10th house, their through-time perspective expands toward career, public standing, and legacy. They focus on structuring their professional journey to create lasting influence, carefully considering each step in their long-term plan. If Rahu is in the first house in Kritika, their time experience is hyper in time, reactive, and focused on personal advancement. They tend to act first and think later, prioritizing immediate opportunities over structured long-term plans. They may struggle with seeing the consequences of their actions, preferring to live in the thrill of the now. If Rahu moves to the seventh house, their focus shifts toward relationships and social interactions, meaning they may become obsessed with how others perceive them in the moment, seeking constant engagement while neglecting the bigger picture. If Ketu is in the fourth house in Kritika, their time experience is deeply through time, but detached from the present. They process life through ancestral wisdom, subconscious memories, and karmic awareness, often feeling like they are living through cycles of events beyond their control. Their decisions are based on intuitive knowledge rather than logical sequencing. If Ketu moves to the 10th house, their through-time focus applies to career and status. They may achieve great professional success, but feel emotionally detached from it, seeing work as a karmic responsibility rather than a personal ambition. Kritika Nakshatra naturally leans towards structured thinking and refinement. But planetary influences determine whether they engage fully in the present moment or track their life across time. Mastering this balance allows them to hone their sharp intellect while ensuring that their actions align with both immediate needs and long-term success. Kritika Nakshatra, primary interest motivation, people, activities, places, or things. Some people find motivation in relationships and social dynamics, while others are fueled by constant movement, ambitious pursuits, or a deep connection to objects and knowledge. Kritika Nakshatra, with its sharp intellect, structured mindset, and commitment to refinement, is naturally driven by precision and mastery, but whether they are primarily motivated by people, activities, places, or things depends on planetary placements. Jupiter and the Moon influence social motivation people. Mars drives action-oriented focus, activities. Mercury directs curiosity toward places. And Saturn and Rahu determine material or structural motivations, things. If Jupiter is in the seventh house in Kritika, their primary motivation comes from people, particularly through guidance, teaching, and leadership in relationships. They seek wisdom from mentors, partners, and authority figures, and their personal growth is often tied to who they associate with and how they influence others. However, if the Moon is in the first house, their motivation from people is emotionally personal. They are driven by deep, meaningful relationships that shape their identity and provide emotional security. Their self-perception is strongly influenced by how others respond to them, making them highly attuned to social and familial bonds. If Mars is in the third house in Kritika, their primary motivation is activity. They thrive on challenges, dynamic interactions, and constant movement. They need to be engaged in physical or intellectual battles, where their competitive edge and sharp instincts can shine. Unlike those who find fulfillment in relationships or stability, they are fueled by action, problem solving, and pushing their limits. However, if Mars moves to the sixth house, their action-based motivation becomes more structured, directed toward long-term endurance in work, service, and personal discipline. If Mercury is in the fourth house in Kritika, their motivation is deeply tied to places, specifically the need for intellectual stimulation, movement, and adaptability within different environments. They often seek new experiences through travel, relocation, or shifting their home or workspace, as they thrive on change and fresh perspectives. If Mercury moves to the 10th house, their motivation for places expands toward professional environments, meaning they are drawn to work that allows them to interact with different regions, industries, or knowledge fields. If Saturn is in the 6th house in Kritika, their primary motivation is things, specifically structure, mastery, and material stability. They thrive in building something long-lasting, ensuring efficiency, and accumulating expertise in a specialized field. They are not easily distracted by emotions or people. Instead, they seek discipline, order, and practical success. If Rahu is in the 10th house, their material motivation becomes status-driven, fueled by ambition, unconventional success, and the pursuit of symbols of power. They are drawn to rare, prestigious, or high-status achievements, constantly chasing something that will cement their influence in the external world. Kritika Nakshatra's sharp focus and drive for refinement ensure that whatever motivates them, they pursue it with discipline and mastery. Whether their passion is for people, action, places, or tangible success, they approach it with precision, clarity, and an unwavering commitment to perfection.